Cynthia Freeland of NFL Network had an interesting day. Actually, it's been an interesting preseason for Cynthia, and we're thrilled, as always, that she's agreed to join us here on the show. Now she is in Los Angeles, but she spent a bunch of time with the Buffalo Bills over the course of the last several weeks. And Cynthia, we're always pleased to have you and your bright mathematical mind. Let's start with something wide open in general. What are a few things that you will take away from the preseason as it was?
Basically that, you know, this year, it's really interesting to see how many of the, like, 53-man rosters are, like, comprised of people who could be on other teams. Like, the guys who got cut today, they could be on other people's 53-man rosters and certain teams. And the Bills especially were so deep. That's a really good team. The guys who didn't make it, like, they could be starters on other teams very easily, or at least maybe not even starters, but someone who contributes on other teams. Mm. So, you know, I did learn a lot, you know, from a lot of different, like, perhaps maybe some of the, like, you know, now that we're having normal, we're back and no more COVID, like, preseason protocol, you know, there's a different sort of strategy when it comes to evaluating players and how you keep people and not. You saw different teams play their starters during different preseason games. So I would imagine that means there's a lot of different strategies that people are enacting in order to kind of understand how to build their rosters. And I also was pretty impressed with some of the people this week, just league-wide, who got rid of people who weren't fitting the bill is despite their high draft pick, because that's very hard to do. Typically people don't do it. And, you know, it's a really interesting, strong way to build your team though.
When you look around the NFL, there are certainly teams like the Bills that are deep and that have talent, so many different positions. What other teams maybe stand out? Everywhere you look, they have really talented people.
It's hard not to talk about the Rams when you talk about that, because I mean, they spent a lot of time, you know, they obviously build through free agency, and building that way is really, like, it's very, like, it's impressive that they can fit it all in and make sure that they have the right blend of top end players. And then they fill it out with the guys who aren't first round picks, because they clearly haven't had first round picks in a while. That's a pretty good team. And then, you know, it's funny because, you know, two really good quarterbacks this season have extremely changed wide receiving cores. Obviously,
yes.
Both Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers lost their number one wideout. So it will be interesting to see. But I think people are underestimating the fact that both of them have the ability to make their receivers better. Obviously, Patrick still has Travis Kelce, so that's extremely helpful. And, you know, when you look to see about Aaron Rodgers and what he can do really well, he can actually change the speed of the ball on the same route, like, so expertly that it adjusts to what is right for his receiver. So it's actually pretty cool to see both of those two. So, you know, I think maybe people are underestimating. By the way, the Packers defense is gnarly. Like, that's a really, really good defense.
Get this, Cynthia. I have been to Lambeau Field for a preseason game and it was amazing. But week number two, I'm headed back to Wisconsin to honor my Grammy Helen. And while I'm there, I am going to attend the Bears-Packers Sunday night game at Lambeau, which should be just a show.
Fall in the Midwest is the absolute best. So not only are you getting an awesome game, but you're also getting, like, the perfect time to be there. All the leaves will be changing. It'll be beautiful. It will honor your grandmother so beautifully.
Yes, in Wisconsin, whether or not you love football, you all have to follow the Packers. Everybody knows that. We're spending a few minutes with Cynthia Freeland of NFL Network. Always excited to have her. We know we're getting serious about football when she's on the show. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Every single time we have you on the show, I check out your Twitter, and there's some type of analytic or formula or new concept. And this one fascinates me because we see this a lot in baseball. It's a category called WAR, win above replacement. And so I just saw on your Twitter that you have got this model, these formulas that kind of pinpoint which NFL players will make the greatest contributions to their team's success. I don't know how you did it, but would you care to explain, Cynthia?
Yeah. So I framed everything in probability of earning a first down or touchdown, so keeping the ball in your possession, and then ultimately led that to how historically that's mapped to wins or not wins, right? So losses, right? So when you look to see how each, you know, team, then side of the ball, then position group, then individual player, how it sort of breaks down. So they're contributing to the bottom line, the win or the loss. You can actually sort of pinpoint how each player relative to each other at their same position is doing. So, you know, I do it in terms of the win shares. It ends up being a metric of games, but it's not a perfect science, because if you say like Aaron Rodgers is worth 6 wins or whatever, and then you say like, you know, Patrick Mahomes is worth 6.1 wins, it's not like, you know, obviously games can't be fractional. If you don't have Aaron, you don't get six. There's always some difference between it. So it's just look at, you know, the value of Aaron versus the value of Patrick this year, and look at the difference between the 6-1 and the 6 there.
Who are a few non-quarterbacks that were near the top of this list, or near the top when you worked out all the science?
This is the first year. So usually you get like a pass-catching running back will almost always have one of the highest win shares, mostly because they're on the field for so much volume. So that's historically how it works. But for the first time ever, top five, I have a tight end. So Travis Kelce, he broke into the top five in terms of win share, which is super fun. And, you know, look at his red area production over the past 2 years, not just his, but the win share also takes into account how a player impacts the game when they're not the subject of a target. So when Travis Kelce's on the field, it makes it a better opportunity for the running backs to have space, or for the wide receivers to have more, you know, more separation. So things like that. And Travis Kelce, his impact in the red area the past 5 seasons is just unmatched. So it was actually pretty cool that he busted into the top five, because usually it's, you know, a passing running back and then a wide receiver. But this year he snuck in. It's pretty fun.
Who are the top wide receivers? Because we've had so much wide receiver movement this offseason.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson is way up there. Obviously, Cooper Kupp is with kind of the same guys you see in fantasy. It's pretty interesting to see once you get down like a little bit, not further down, but like the guys who are, you know, have more off ball contributions that, you know, last year, for example, like a Julio Jones, you know, he's hurt this year, potentially. I don't know where he falls this year, but last year he was up there, even though we didn't exactly, you know, he didn't always get the subject of the touchdowns when he was a Falcon. But, you know, those it follows much of fantasy football, but in some ways, you know, you have to look and see, like, I'm trying to think of who was like kind of a surprise on the list. You know, I think it was interesting to see, like, you know, actually Allen Robinson bit into some of Cooper Kupp's win share, which
wow.
It's good for the Rams, but it's for Cooper Kupp's individual win share, it maybe brought it down just a bit. But for Cooper Kupp, and for Allen Robinson, it drove it up a little bit higher. So you can use it for fantasy as well.
Cynthia Freeland is with us right now from L.A., but had spent some time with the Buffalo Bills. You mentioned their deep roster, but what impresses you about what they're doing as they approach another season where the expectations are so sky high?
This team is dialed in. Von Miller, like, DJs in the locker room, and the guys, like, love it. But you know, they were like dialed, like every snap of the preseason, it didn't matter who was playing. You know, obviously in the third game of the preseason, the Bills put out a lot of their, you know, the guys who they were trying to make the roster, and all of the starters were glued and they were locked in, and they just like couldn't stop helping. They loved it. You know, there's some continuity here. Obviously a few positions are changed, but there's some continuity that means a lot. And then their O-line seems to be improved, at least from every observation I've been able to make. They have a lot of special things going, and their draft class is exceptionally deep. I mean, James Cook gives them some versatility on the outside zone rushing game. Their corners are wonderful. They have a 6th-round corner, Christian Benford out of Villanova, that looks incredible, with Kyer Elam, their 1st-round pick out of Florida. So, you know, they've addressed some positions of need. We saw Tre'Davious White isn't completely healthy. So, you know, they really got that nice defensive back depth.
So I have 2 nieces. Neither one of them thinks that I'm very cool, mostly because they're not into sports. They love me, but they don't think that my job is all that exciting, which is fine with me. I'm okay with that. I'm not even sure they know what I do for a living. But you got to share some football with your niece. I love the pictures. I can imagine she thinks you are the coolest auntie on the planet.
I mean, we had a lot of fun. We went to Niagara Falls when we were in Buffalo. Nice. It wasn't that far. And we went on the Maid of the Mist, which
yes.
was super fun. We got soaked, which was also fun. It was a little surprising. We didn't really know you would get that wet, but we did. So we had a really good time. She was, am I going to tell her this? Because I got to keep like the, you know, keep her like thinking that she still needs to listen to me. But she was like so well behaved without me even like asking. And so she like, it was really nice to like have her, you know, stay in the moment and enjoy it with me. So it was really special. So I think she had a good time. You know, she had a pretty, we say she's a bit sports spoiled, like all of, you know, our family's a little sports spoiled. So
yes,
it's all good.
All right, Cynthia, here's your chance. What happened with Baker?
I mean, it's really not that big of a deal, but I was at the end of the game. The Bills played the Panthers. I walked up to Baker. I offered him good luck. I truly want to see Baker go out and light it up. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a first overall pick. He's got a lot of firepower. He's a good quarterback. We've seen very good production from him. It's not like, you know, something crazy. And I have covered him since before he came out into the league. So, you know, I remember like doing a lot of analytics on him because remember back then he was quote unquote very short. Meanwhile, we have much shorter quarterbacks now, right? When, oh, he can't be an first overall, it's ridiculous stuff, right? So now, you know, I want him to prove everyone wrong. Like I spoke to him after the game and just the same as I would tell any of my girlfriends who are, you know, going to a wedding and having to see their ex, I basically was like, give them the revenge body, you know, come with a cuter date, show them what they're missing out on. So at the end of the day, like we were having a conversation about that and I was supporting Baker and, you know, he agreed with me because let's be honest, what's he supposed to say in that situation? He's supposed to be like, you know what? I don't really want to beat anyone this year, let alone the Browns, you know, like it just, and then it, you know, but it took on a bit of a life of its own and it's okay because look, I know my intention and, you know, we were on a field. It was not it was not a text message exchange. There was no whatever in that regard. We were on a field after a game and I was offering support. And then I think there's a lot of people who take the time to say mean things about Baker. I was taking the time to say supportive things about Baker. And, you know, I shared it and kind of got a little out of context, but, you know, whatever. It's kind of like if people stop and stand back for a second and they're like, oh, a former player wants to beat the team that didn't give him a long-term contract.
Right.
Like, is there any surprise? Like, it does. It's a little silly. But
it is silly. And I think most people would say that they agree with you. They want to see Baker do well in week number one against this former team because of the way it played out and because of who they replaced him with. I think if people are being honest. So, yes, a little bit silly. Just out of curiosity, did you hear anything from him after all this uproar?
I heard a lot of stuff, not from Baker directly. You know, I think that at the end of the day, the people with the best egos, meaning the ones who are going to actually win, I didn't hear anything from them, and they didn't even know what was going on because the good people are focused on football.
That's true. Good point. Cynthia Freeland with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, the other thing that I have to ask about, and this goes back to the end of July, the start of training camp, where you somehow put together a video that really does simulate the way that Aaron Rodgers showed up to training camp. I have got to ask how this came about because not only was the timing of your video so perfectly choreographed with him, you guys were wearing the same outfit. it was seriously, how did that happen?
Okay. The funny part is I hadn't seen the video and I went to work, not the belt, but I was wearing pretty much that same outfit. We just like switched it a little bit. So that's the first thing. Then the second thing is we did that I had a really smart social media producer and he was like, we should parody that because you're wearing the same outfit as him. And I was like, all right, whatever. So two takes. And the only reason we didn't use the first take was because there was like a construction thing behind me and we wanted that out of the shot. So it was the second take. And honestly, sometimes I watch him like, I do kind of like look like Aaron Rodgers.
No. He looks like you, not you look like him. He looks like you.
That's right, because I'm older. I was here first. So, yeah.
Who wore it better? Oh, Cynthia, you definitely wore it better.
It was just wild, though. Like, the timing, I didn't count it or anything. I just walked around my car and, like, tried to remember what he did. But I got a little lucky with that. It was pretty funny because, I mean, I don't know. Like we did. My producer was really smart. He's like, exaggerate the bag drop. So I was like, great idea. So I just was a little more dramatic with the bag drop.
Oh, it was so fantastic. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, it is pinned to the top of Cynthia's Twitter. And, I mean, it's been seen so many hundreds of thousands of times. It's amazing. But yeah,
doesn't get old to me.
No, it does not. I've watched that video, I can't even tell you, probably 24 times, 25 times. The choreography is so perfect.
That was just luck. Like, that was hilarious. It was so funny because it was just very funny because I looked at them like, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of come to work looking a little like a little rough, right? Like I didn't have any makeup on. I hadn't brushed my hair that day. I was dressed like Karen Rogers. Like, what's going on? But yes.
Okay. Well, I just, again, want to reiterate that he looks, well, scruffy like Nicolas Cage, but you look great.
No, I think he looks great. Like, I think he nailed
Do
it.
You?
I thought it was a good, like, yeah, like, it, he was trying, he went for it, and it was perfect. He looked like Nicolas. Maybe me and him both look like Nicolas Cage.
No, stop it. You do not look like Nicolas Cage. However, it's amazing. It's so good.
Oh, well, I was going to say it was an upgrade because the year before I showed up at a conference and I actually was wearing the same outfit as Bill Polian. So I think I'm moving up in the world if I'm going from Bill Polian to Aaron Rodgers.
Two-time MVP quarterback and you're wearing the same outfit. That's amazing. Yep. I didn't realize that. I actually thought you got dressed to look like him, but you're telling me.
I added the belt.
Oh my
gosh.
And
I had to tie it around me a lot more because it's a man's belt. So it was, I borrowed it. It was great. One of my coworkers.
Yes, that's awesome. You've got to look at Cynthia's Twitter. It's at C Freeland, FRELUND. Okay, before I let you go, are we playing fantasy football or what? What's happening?
We are. I was meant to do it today. It was on my list, but I've been a little in my head today, so I gotta go.
I can understand that. Peace, girl, peace. You know what's really funny? Lindsay Rhodes was on the show about 3 weeks ago, and we didn't realize we were actually both in your league. We had no idea.
Funny.
I know.
Somebody told me that, too. I think Lindsay told me that. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, she's giving me all these tips on how to draft and what not to do early on. Essentially, don't draft quarterbacks early on. And then we realize we're in the same league, and she's like, okay, everything I just said to you, do the opposite.
That's funny. Lindsay's the best. Lindsay's great.
Yeah, it's so much fun. All right, so find Cynthia on Twitter. She is the queen of data science for NFL Network, and she's got some other places you can find her too, but best sense of humor ever, girl. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
You got it. Thanks for having me.